Tana Chad about Amazon makes no money. They have no profitability.
That's but they exactly got, right.
Right. But they have people respect them, and they took over the Washington Post. So then I said to him, well, Jeff Bezos created a new medium. And then he quoted Ayn saying, well, they say it's economic. Ayn does not see it. Check your mute, Carol. Ayn does not see it as a new medium that has new effects. Ayn just says, oh, this ain't money. There's no money here. Do you agree with that? That you, I'm saying that you will not acknowledge the McLuhan definition of it. This guy is a medium. A lot more information can happen, be exchanged on there. People can create stuff. People can receive stuff. They can sell stuff. He provides a medium. And McLuhan said the electric environment can't be bought, sold, or stolen. So the digital environment, even more so, within the Android meme, can't be bought, sold, or stolen. What do you say to all what I'm saying? Do you want to object to it? Do you want to correct it? You say...
Well, what we want to do is develop it. Develop it just a little bit, because the words are okay. You're trying to say that things are because they are. Okay. We agree. Things are because they are. Yes. We agree. But that's not what you're trying... You're trying to conclude that someone's outcome is affected by how they handle their world as they know it. No? Yes?
I don't know. You talking about Jeff Bezos or just a hacker? You know, who's they?
No, your question.
The new medium, digital environment that Google and everybody says, Ayn doesn't care. Let them secede from the United States because they're going to die in the blue states on the coast anyways. Are you seeing California successfully seceding?
They already have. They filed. All they have to do is file. They filed. No problem. Good. Good riddance.
Right. So what don't they foresee? What bad stuff's going to happen to them because they did that?
They have no standing army.
They can be invaded easily.
From the Chinese.
Right, and as well as the, so they're vulnerable. So that would be Chinese go, ah, ha, ha. Would Trump let that happen, the Chinese occupy California?
If they're not part of the United States of America, what? It wouldn't be him to say, would it?
Right, he could say it's their problem.
Well, if they secede from the Union, hey.
Okay, now you said they filed. They did the legislative rules. They went to the bureaucracy. They've already started the secession process.
Sure. We're thrilled.
Is it led by the Silicon Valley honchos? Computer doesn't say.
You've ambivalized the thing. Try it a different way.
No. Who's leading it?
Good question. Just we not saying.
Right. Now, you won't say because I'll play it and you'll get me in trouble because I named
basically.
It.
Basically.
Right.
Well, and that's the whole thing he did with the Rumpelstiltskin shit.
Yeah. Well, we made Trump happen.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so
yeah, but now you're responsible for it. See, yes, you did. You made it happen, but now are you responsible?
Okay.
Shit.
The point is that I invited Trump in and he came in, right? I invited Trump in to headquarters. Yeah. Okay, so back to what were you saying about me? let's see. So is there something about California secession that involves people who are doing it that are helping Bob and Carolyn? Does this help Bob and Carolyn in some way?
You don't care.
We
really
don't care. Yeah. Why would we
really
care what happens, Carolyn? We don't need help.
Hey, Ayn, what you want
how many of the Ayanets can you see? During payday, you can see into their environments. You indicate that you can see. You talk about what they just did in their rooms. Can you see all of them, all 10,000
yep.
listening?
Yep. There's a little more than that now. You have more. You have people showing up now that are old hat. They're old hat people that have done it that you're amazed because you've never seen them before one time in your life. How long have you been listening? 7 years? What? You've never seen them before. No, know. I don't pile in because you.
I mean, I jiggle there.
I'm coming. I'm coming. Yeah, I'm coming. I'm becoming. I can't listen to you. I can't take Bob.
People are calling up and saying, "Bob, I have your nice son. You impregnated me. I have your child." What? I never even met you.
He's the baby. Yes, you're the baby daddy. You on my phone.
I got grandchildren calling up. You created my grandfather, Bob.
You are your own grandpa.
Okay. And we're going to hear some interesting stuff that might be similar. I'm talking about Jeff Bezos at Amazon. Carolyn, he doesn't sell anything. He provides a space for other people to sell books and advertising, so people can expose themselves and make money. Now, look, here's the problem, is that he makes the price go down below everybody.
Yeah.
And so nobody makes any money, but he has the way to fuck everybody else's economy up, but he is not in the economy.
Well, doesn't he get a few cents for each thing he sells? He must.
Yeah, but apparently it's not much of a profitability, right, Ion? He doesn't make much.
True.
Too much expense.
That's correct. That's, well, okay.
But do you agree that these words, that he created a new space, which canceled all the things that Ion says have been canceled, there's no more money, because he can cancel anybody's profitability by undercutting them, but he can't go anywhere with it, other than banks will lend him money, and he can go buy the Washington Post. But he obsolesces the world the Washington Post represents. Right, Ion? He obsolesces visual space.
Well, we are talking about Jeff Bezos now. We're not talking about Charlie, right?
Yeah, that's right. Very good, Ion. I don't mind you sticking and...
No, we had to wonder.
Yeah, we're talking about... Charlie didn't... Okay, so... Charlie's wiped out the world economy because of the lousy ratings on his radio show. No, Jeff Bezos is an interesting phenomenon. Like, Carolyn didn't understand why. You really didn't get it. Now you might get it, Carolyn. McLuhan said the electric environment, the animal, could be bought, sold, or stolen. Now the Android meme has created the same situation for itself. Nobody can get a ruling position other than Jeff Bezos can look like he's worth something because he provides a forum for other people to make money, even though they don't make much money.
Did Jeff Bezos start off knowing that he wouldn't make much money, but he just got trapped in his model?
No. No. He had a terrible problem at Palmetto High School. He went to Palmetto High School, and he was dumped. And he was put in a very bad way, in a very bad place. And then he went to Princeton, but that wasn't even the good part. But Palmetto High School messed him up. And when it messed him up, he was going to make a thing. He was going to turn his world into a brand. And he was going to make it a reputation. And he was going to show them that he was worth what he got shited on. Okay?
Right.
He tried to make his world a company, just like you're trying to make your world an environment. Okay?
Right.
And the word of mouth destroyed him forever. He will never be but a pittance of the man that he could be, the God that he could be, because of what happened to him in high school.
He's become a billionaire for high school reasons. And
He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He's got
Carol's asking, that's a personal thing.
He's got about $66.5 billion, but he doesn't know. He's scared.
I forgot to mute. Mute this.
All participants are now muted.
He's got $66+ billion, 66 and some change. We'll pick up there. What's he afraid of?
That same thing that happened.
I rewind slightly. You missed the point there. Okay.
High school messed him up. And when it messed him up, he was going to make a thing. He was going to turn his world into a brand. And he was going to make it a reputation. And he was going to show them that he was worth what he got shited on. Okay? Right. He tried to make his world a company, just like you're trying to make your world an environment. Okay?
Right.
And the word of mouth destroyed him forever. He will never be but a pittance of the man that he could be, the God that he could be, because of what happened to him in high school.
He's become a billionaire for high school reasons. And
he doesn't know. He doesn't know. He's got about $66.5 billion, but he doesn't know. He's scared to death.
What's he afraid of?
That same thing that happened at Palmetto High School.
What happened at school?
He was degraded and made to be less than by a female relationship that turned into a huge thing, so that word of mouth destroyed him. So it'll never allow him to be anything.
He got embarrassed.
He tried to build a company. He tried to make a company where the brand becomes the reputation of the person.
Right.
Okay.
That's his motive. But he didn't know he'd create a world environment that would wreck the economy or wreck the old money system.
But it hasn't. It hasn't wrecked anything.
Well, he undercuts people.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't even sell anything. How does he do anything? He doesn't do anything. He charges
books.
You to sell. No, he doesn't. People buy them. He's just a transportation mogul. That's all that was. He took advantage of your world. Your world. You helped him.
No, he does undercut. You know, people, you know, salivate to get him to advertise for them, and they reduce the price of their product, and
people
go there and buy it.
We can't get Ian to talking sanely, intelligently about what's going on. You're always reduced to a platitude. This is a prime example of a new technology altering society. And it did affect the economy in many ways. All of them
hasn't
did. Also.
Yet. It may, but it hasn't yet. It's also the thing that made the dot bomb that balanced your national budget and then crashed it.
Right.
He doesn't
so what,
have a product. He doesn't have anything. He doesn't sell anything.
It doesn't matter. It's not about he does sell things. Everybody gets to be a seller on there. He provides the medium, the highway, the horse and the cart. He provides the road, Ion, to use your term. Come on, don't talk over me. Let me say my point, then you respond. I don't say it at the same time. He provides the road, the new language, the new medium. What now?
Sanely.
Yeah, but he creates the environment, Ion. That's way more powerful.
No, it's not.
I know. He created a place where other people could sell.
Every store holds products and sells them. That's what he's doing.
He's providing a place where every store can sell. Right, Carol? He's not selling anything. He created space, but that's more important. He created the ground, the medium, the technology, the new language. What do you disagree with what I'm just saying? Be particular. Don't just say he didn't sell anything. He does. A lot of selling goes on there.
The environment that he controls, he would be responsible for. So that's troublesome.
The environment he created, he's responsible for.
And that's troublesome.
Why?
Because of Palmetto High School.
And so he hates Trump. And he's got a problem with Trump because Trump represents the school bullies?
No. He represents the thing that he could never be, do, or have. Donald
he
Trump
can't have
today
that success.
Is the thing. He can never be that. He thinks he's a success. He doesn't think of himself as a success at all. He thinks he's just trying to make it one more day and survive. Look at his picture, for God's sake.
It didn't look too good.
What exactly?
Are most of those guys in the room with Trump goofs?
No.
Elon Musk is not a goof.
We said no. None of those are goofs. Did you look at the seating chart?
No.
We sent it to you.
Right. What does it show us?
It shows you who sat where.
Right. And what does that tell us? That Trump knew who the good guys were?
Yeah.
Useful? Right. He knew, understood them all. And Jeff is at the other end?
Peter Thiel.
Oh, I know him. That's the only guy I know is beside him. We understand that. But you're saying there was a pecking order among the others, too?
Oh, yes, of course.
And he kept Jeff Bezos far away.
He's on the far end, all the way past Larry Page.
Where did Trump respect Musk? Does that require me to unmute?
All participants are now unmuted.
Wow. Hey, what do you think of that? 10,000 or more, and they've been listening for years, and they finally call in. I've been listening for 7 years. So that was cool. That was
who listens cool. to a show for 7 years and finally called in?
Yeah. Okay. Mute all. Okay.
All participants are now muted.
This has to be at. Just a few seconds here.
But then you come back to your words are exactly on point, but we're not trying to convince them that they're so stupid they can make it. We're trying to show them how that they can apply at the smallest level or degree and ascend, move into a different realm or level. Now, in their defense, by and large, most of them do. Most of them do.
Take advantage of what we open to them.
They do, and then they...
I wasn't able to include the, and then they, it's for you guys if I don't. Let's see if anybody's laughing at
it. All participants are now unmuted.
We want that sentence. Finish that sentence. And then they.
Then they ascend, and then they.
Then they ascend.
And then they.
Don, don, don.
Yeah, don, don, don. Old Donnie.
Oh.
Don, don, don. We don't have any INS called Don. That is a rare name, right? Is there anybody who's ever been called Don? I don't think so. No Don.
It's a rare
don,
name.
Don, don.
The closest is
it's a rare name. How did you get through? Oh, geez, I when I unmute everybody, that includes Sarah. I'll have to watch that. That's tricky. Okay. Okay, and this is nothing new for little Sarah. She's been the butt of everybody's joke for 33 years, right, Sarah? I mean, everybody's been
of course,
your
yes.
case since you were born.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful fate. It made you very unique, I guess, in some way, some kind of way.
Highly adaptable.
Look on the right side. Yeah, highly adaptable. Okay.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear some interesting stuff that might be similar. Okay, mute.
All participants
and
are now muted.
To the next section, which is 118. 118. This will be 15 or so seconds. This will take a little longer to get to the magic spot. I think this is the interesting part. Yeah, it's an 8-minute stretch. This should be good. You're going to find this quite revealing. Okay, here we go. Carolyn, he doesn't sell anything. He provides a space for other people to sell books and advertising so people can expose themselves.
Well,
and make
them.
Now, look, here's the problem. Is that he makes the price go down below everybody.
Yeah.
And so nobody makes any money, but he has the way to fuck everybody else's economy up, but he is not in the economy.
Well, doesn't he get...
I'm talking about Jeff Bezos at Amazon. Maybe I should have said that. Do you think I should replay that, Carolyn? Yeah. That wasn't fair. He didn't know who the he was. So let's go back and do that again.
What wasn't fair is you cut me off. That wasn't fair.
No, that's true. If anything's unfair, that was unfair.
Yeah. And I want to tell Michael, talk to the Carolyn. It's very cool because one of my middle names is Anne. So Carolyn is very appropriate. My middle names are Flora for the Flora.
All participants are now unmuted.
And the Ann, they're my grandmothers, Flora and Ann. The Ann grandmother was a homeopath. And The Flora grandmother was a gardener.
And Michael, they played it. She and Ginny played it on Monday's show, Carolyn's medical show.
Yeah.
They only played the Carol Ann part. They didn't include the Fox and the Bob Man or Ion. It was totally.
Oh, I knew they were going to do that to you, Bob. I knew they were going to push you out the window.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
Careful,
thanks
Bob.
A lot.
Those anti-Bob forces are. Be careful, Bob.
Yeah. I like the way Michael's learned that phrase. He's finally so hip. He goes, anti-Bob forces. That's been discussed for 35 years since CKLN days. The anti-Bob forces. That's good, Michael.
Oh, they've
correct term.
They're very dedicated to their work, Bob.
Yeah. Okay, so Carolyn appreciated that that point there. So back to the mute and into this interesting 8-minute section. Carolyn, he doesn't sell anything. He provides a space for other people to sell books and advertising so people can expose themselves.
Well,
and make money. Now, look, here's the problem, is that he makes the price go down below everybody.
Yeah.
And so nobody makes any money, but he has the way to fuck everybody else's economy up, but he is not in the economy.
Well, doesn't he get a few cents for each thing he sells? He must.
Yeah, but apparently it's not much of a profitability, right, Ion? He doesn't make much.
True.
Too much expense.
That's correct. That's, well, okay.
But do you agree that these words, that he created a new space, which canceled all the things that Ion says haven't canceled, there's no more money, because he can cancel anybody's profitability by undercutting them. But he can't go anywhere with it. Other than banks will lend him money and he can go buy the Washington Post. But he obsolesces the world the Washington Post represents. Right, Ion? He obsolesces visual space.
We are talking about Jeff Bezos now. We're not talking about Charlie, right?
Yeah, that's right. Very good, Ion. I don't mind you sticking and...
No, we had to wonder. We had to wonder.
Yeah, we're talking about... Charlie didn't... Okay, so... Charlie's wiped out the world economy because of the lousy ratings on his radio show. No, Jeff Bezos is an interesting phenomenon. Like, Carolyn didn't understand why. He really didn't get it. Now you might get it, Carolyn. McLuhan said the electric environment, the can be bought, sold, or stolen. Now the Android meme has created the same situation for itself. Nobody can get a ruling position other than Jeff Bezos can look like he's worth something because he provides a forum for other people to make money even though they don't make much money.
Did Jeff Bezos start off knowing that he wouldn't make much money, but he just got trapped in his model?
No. No.
What,
he had a bad problem. He had a terrible problem at Palmetto High School. He went to Palmetto High School, and he was dumped. And he was put in a very bad way, in a very bad place. And then he went to Princeton, but that wasn't even the good part. But Palmetto High School messed him up. And when it messed him up, he was going to make a thing. He was going to turn his world into a brand, and he was going to make it a reputation, and he was going to show them that he was worth what he got shited on, okay?
Right.
He tried to make his world a company, just like you're trying to make your world an environment, okay?
Right.
And the word of mouth destroyed him forever. He will never be but a pittance of the man that he could be, the God that he could be, because of what happened to him in high school.
He's become a billionaire for high school reasons. And
he doesn't know. He doesn't know. He's got he's got about $66.5 billion, but he doesn't know. He's scared to...
I forgot to mute. Mute this.
All participants are now muted.
He's got $66+ billion, 66 and some change. We'll pick up there. What's he afraid of?
That same thing that
I rewind slightly. You missed the point there. Okay.
High school messed him up. When it messed him up, he was going to make a thing. he was going to turn his world into a brand, and he was going to make it a reputation, and he was going to show them that he was worth what he got shited on. Okay?
Right.
He tried to make his world a company, just like you're trying to make your world an environment. Okay?
Right.
And the word of mouth destroyed him forever. He will never be but a pittance of the man that he could be, the God that he could be, because of what happened to him in high school.
He's become a billionaire for high school reasons. And
well, no, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. He's got about $66.5 billion, but he doesn't know. He's scared to death.
What's he afraid of?
That same thing that happened at Palmetto High School.
What happened at school?
He was degraded and made to be less than by a female relationship that turned into a huge thing, so that word of mouth destroyed him. So it'll never allow him to be anything.
He got embarrassed.
He built a company. He tried to make a company where the brand becomes the reputation of the person.
Right.
Okay.
That's his motive. But he didn't know he'd create a world environment that would wreck the economy or wreck the old money system.
But it hasn't. It hasn't wrecked anything.
Well, he undercuts people.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't even sell anything. How does he do anything? He doesn't do anything.
He
charges
books.
You to sell. No, he doesn't. People buy them. He's just a transportation mogul. That's all that was. He took advantage of your world. Your world. You helped him.
No,
not
he
the
does
other way around.
Under. He does undercut. You know, people, you know, salivate to get him to advertise for them, and they reduce the price of their product, and
people
go there and buy it.
We can't get Ian to talking sanely, intelligently about what's going on. You're always reduced to a platitude. This is a prime example of a new technology altering society. And it did affect the economy in many ways. All of them
hasn't
did. Also.
Yet. It may, but it hasn't yet. It's also the thing that made the dot bomb that balanced your national budget and then crashed it.
Right.
It doesn't
have
a product. It doesn't have anything. It doesn't sell anything.
It doesn't matter. It's not about, he does sell things. Everybody gets to be a seller on there. He provides the medium, the highway, the horse and the cart. He provides the road, Ion, to use your term. Come on, don't talk over me. Let me say my point. Then you respond. Don't say it at the same time. He provides the road, the new language, the new medium. What now? Sanely. Yeah, but he creates the environment, Ion. That's way more powerful.
No, it's not.
I know. He created a place where other people could sell.
Every store holds products and sells them. That's what he's doing.
He's providing a place where every store can sell. Right, Carol? He's not selling anything. He created space, but that's more important. He created the ground, the medium, the technology, the new language. What do you disagree with what I'm just saying? Be particular. Don't just say he didn't sell anything. He does. A lot of selling goes on there.
The environment that he controls, he would be responsible for. So, that's troublesome.
The environment he created, he's responsible for.
And that's troublesome.
Why?
Because of Palmetto High School.
And so he hates Trump. And he's got a problem with Trump because Trump represents the school bullies?
No. He represents the thing that he could never be, do, or have. Donald Trump
can't have that success.
He could never be that. He thinks he's a success. He doesn't think of himself as a success at all. He thinks he's just trying to make it one more day and survive. Look at his picture, for God's sake.
Look at it.
What happened?
Are most of those guys in the room with Trump goofs?
No.
Elon Musk is not a goof.
We said no. None of those are goofs. Did you look at the seating chart?
No.
We sent it to you.
Right. What does it show us?
It shows you who sat where.
Right. And what does that tell us? That Trump knew who the good guys were?
Yeah.
Useful. Right. He knew, understood them all. And Jeff is at the other end.
Peter Thiel.
Oh, I know him. That's the only guy I know is beside him. We understand that. But you're saying there was a pecking order among the others, too?
Oh, yes, of course. And Bezos
kept Jeff Bezos far away.
He's on the far end, all the way past Larry Page.
Where did Trump respect money?
Okay, we'll move one more section.
It's a new medium, and that's what Jeff created. All right?
No, it is not a new medium, and he didn't create it.
Who created it? You
eBay.
Did.
eBay.
eBay created. How? They had the technology?
They made the technology.
Right. But it's a new space for people to buy and sell in.
Do you? Man, we don't know. We'll have to
but
see.
The manager of the space...
There's no long-term success prescribed for that company. Zero.
Well, why are they the most powerful company in the world right now?
Because they're waiting to be replaced or obsolesced, as you say.
By us.
We didn't say that. That's up
are
to you.
Are you creating a new space with the new cloud?
We are. That's why we're
a new medium? Are you
that's
doing what Amazon did? Amazon
that's why
created
we're
a new
comfortably,
space.
We're comfortably hiding it in plain sight. The
right.
Driver's
Ion, eBay created a new space. Are we creating
yes.
a new space?
Certainly, of course.